the crystal merchant awoke with the day, and felt the same anxiety that he felt every morning. He had been in the same place for 30 years, a shop at the top of a hilly street, where few customers passed. Now, it was too late to change anything. The only thing he had ever learned to do was to buy and sell crystal glassware. There had been a time when many people knew of his shop, Arab merchants, French and English geologists, German soldiers, who were always well-heeled. In those days, it had been wonderful to sell in crystal. And he had thought how he would become rich and have beautiful women at his side as he grew older. But as time passed, Tangier has changed. The nearby city of Silta had grown faster than Tangier, and business had fallen off. Neighbors moved away, and there remained only a few small shops on the hill, and no one was going to climb the hill just to browse through a few small shops. But the crystal merchant had no choice. He had lived 30 years of his life buying and selling crystal pieces, and now it was too late to do anything else. He spent the entire morning observing the infrequent comings and goings in the street. He had done this for years and knew the schedules of everyone who passed. But just before lunchtime, a boy stopped in front of the shop. He was dressed normally, but the practiced eyes of the crystal merchant could see that the boy had no money to spend. Nevertheless, the merchant decided to delay his lunch for a few minutes until the boy moved on. A card hanging in the doorway announced that several languages were spoken in the shop. The boy saw a man appear behind the counter. "I can clean up those glasses in the window if you want," said the boy. "The way they look now, nobody is going to want to buy them." The man looked at him without responding. "In exchange, you could give me something to eat." The man still said nothing, and the boy sensed that he was going to have to make a decision. In his pouch, he had his jacket. He certainly wasn't going to need it in the desert. Taking the jacket out, he began to clean the glasses. In half an hour, he had cleaned all the glasses in the window. As he was doing so, two customers had entered the shop and bought some crystal. When he had completed the cleaning, he asked the man for something to eat. "Let's go and have some lunch," said the crystal merchant. He put a sign on the door, and they went to a small coffee nearby. As they sat down at the only table in the place, the crystal merchant laughed. "You didn't have to do any cleaning," he said. "The current requires me to feed a hungry person." "Well, then, why didn't you let me do it?" the boy asked. "Because the crystal was dirty and both you and I needed to cleanse our minds of negative thoughts." When they had eaten, the merchant turned to the boy and said, "I'd like you to work in my shop. Two customers came in today while you are working, and that's a good omen." "People talk a lot about omens," thought the shepherd, "but they really don't know what they are saying. Just as I hadn't realized that for so many years, I had to be speaking a language without words to the ship." "Do you want to go to work for me?" the merchant asked. "I can work for the rest of today," the boy answered. "I worked all night until dawn. And I will clean every piece of your crystal in your shop. In return, I need money to get to Egypt tomorrow. The merchant laughed. Even if you cleaned my crystal for an entire year, even if you earned a good commission selling every piece, you would still have to borrow money to get to Egypt. There are thousands of kilometers of desert between here and there. There was a moment of silence so profound that it seemed the city was asleep. No sound of the buzzard, no argument among the merchants, no man climbing to the towers to chant, no hope, no adventure, no old kings or personal legends, no treasures and no pyramids. It was as if the world had fallen silent because the boy's soul had. He sat there, staring blankly through the door of the coffee, wishing that he had died, and that everything would end forever at the moment. The merchant looked anxiously at the boy. All the joy he had seen this morning had suddenly disappeared. I can give you the money you need to get back to your country, my son, said the crystal merchant. The boy said nothing. He got up, adjusted his clothing, and picked up his watch. I'll work for you, he said. And after another long silence, he added, I need money to buy some ships.